Savitri, Book 3, Canto 4, beginning with pages 338 to 339, beginning with "Awaken from her lower driven forms," ending with "He paves his road to immortality." Awaken from her lower driven forms, Earth Mother gave her forces to his hands, and painfully he guards the heavy trust. His mind is a lost torchbearer on her roads, illumining breath to think and plasm to feel. He labors with his slow and skeptic brain, helped by the reason's vacillating fires, to make his thought and will a magic door for knowledge to enter the darkness of the world, and love to rule a realm of strife and hate. A mind impotent to reconcile heaven and earth, and tied to matter with a thousand bonds, he lifts himself to be a conscious god. Even when a glory of wisdom crowns his brow, when mind and spirit shed a grandiose ray to exalt this product of the sperm and gene, this alchemist's miracle from plasm and gas, and he who shared the animal's run and crawl, lifts his thought stature to the immortal's heights, his life still keeps the human middle way. His body he resigns to death and pain, abandoning matter his too heavy charge. A thaumaturge skeptic of miracles, a spirit left sterile of its occult power by an unbending brain and credulous heart, he leaves the world to end where it began. His work unfinished, he claims a heavenly prize. Thus he has missed creation's absolute. Halfway he stops his star of destiny, a vast and long-tried experiment, an ill-served high conception doubtfully done. The world's life falters on not seeing its goal, a zigzag towards unknown, dangerous ground, ever repeating its habitual walk, ever retreating after marches long and hardiest victories without sure result, drawn endlessly an inconclusive game. In an ill-fitting and voluminous robe, a radiant purpose still conceals its face. A mighty blindness stumbles, hoping on, feeding its strength on gifts of luminous chance. Because the human instrument has failed, the godhead frustrate sleeps within its seed, a spirit entangled in the forms it made. His failure is not failure whom God leads. Through all the slow, mysterious march goes on. An immutable power has made this mutable world. A self-fulfilling transcendence treads man's road. The driver of the soul upon its path, it knows its steps, its way is inevitable. And how shall the end be vain when God is guide? However man's mind may tire or fail his flesh, a will prevails, concealing his conscious choice. A will prevails, canceling his conscious choice. The goal recedes, a bornless vastness calls, retreating into an immense unknown. There is no end to the world's stupendous march. There is no rest for the embodied soul. It must live on, describe all time's huge curve. An influx passes from the closed beyond, forbidding to him rest and earthly ease. Till he has found himself, he cannot pause. A light is there that leads, a power that aids. Unmarked, unfelt, it sees in him and acts. Ignorant, he forms the all-conscient in his depths. Human, looks up to the superhuman peaks. A borrower of super nature's gold, he paves his road to immortality.